This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast. But this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast. Starring the tense. Starring the tense. Star. The. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha! The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
All right, welcome back to a brand new episode of The Podcast. Some of the hosts of this here podcast, E. Ted Smith. Greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
Down there in the bottom square, coming in from Texas, exercising his right to bear arms. He goes, "Ready, what's going on?"
Hell yeah, dude. I just honestly came off the track. Nice little workout. Just barely squeezing it in by the end of the day. Because it's 2025. We're out there getting it. We're waiting for the winds to change our way, but it feels like right now they're in our face. They're about to be on our back. Matt's got crazy winds in Palm Springs. We got crazy winds in Texas. All that's to be said. Let's get it.
Yeah. Up there in the top square, he's got a new, it looks like he's coming to us from an old school TV with like knobs on it and everything else. It's this new thing on Zoom here. Matt Cover, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Good to see you, boys.
Yeah.
I was just messing with the settings before I came in and found this 1980s TV frame, and we're rolling with it tonight.
It honestly looks kind of good. I like it.
It does look kind of gangster. I know. That's what I was like, Matt just popped right on as soon as I opened it. I was like, ooh, is that new? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, cool. Before we get into the podcast, I just want to – oh, nice. I want to update people because I hope you guys know how happy or funny it was sending that text. Right. So we're like 2025, like, you know, had some early losses. We're getting around the corner. So I haven't been to Costco. So last week, like, all right, going to Costco, right? Good order, right? Got the good protein shakes, those Fairlife joints, right? Got some jerky. Like, we got a bunch of stuff in there. Got some cold things. And the last thing I did was pick up the bachelor's handbag, as Kyle would call it, the rotisserie chicken. And she's sitting perched in front of my cart. And I'm like, oh, smells good. Can't wait to get you home and rip you apart. And then I noticed the lines are long. And I'm like, well, this happens, but blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, these lines are really long. And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, all the cashiers are down. You can pay in cash. Or you're just going to have to wait. And it's like, well, I don't have $250 cash on me. So I kill like another 20 minutes kind of walking around, looking at gazebos and stuff. I'm never going to buy. The lines just have not moved. So finally, people are abandoning their carts. I'm not a complete asshole. So I took the chicken back and I took the cold stuff back. But I abandoned the cart. And then I got in the car and I just like, I texted them. I was like, I just got bodied by Costco boys. I don't want her in there. Like, the chicken was smelling good. I mean, it's like I can't get it out of the smell of my nose.
Oh,
yeah.
And dude, you did it right too. I didn't even know how to respond, but like, you didn't even support Big Rotisserie. Like, you were getting a rotisserie chicken without, because Costco has their own supply chain. Like, you tried to do it the right way and just got absolutely bodied. Poor bastard.
I say we still taking L's, but it's only March. Like, we got time to fight back. So, like, it wasn't a big deal. It was just one of those things. I was just, like, sitting in my car texting you guys, and I'm just, like, laughing. Like, you got to be fucking shitting me. I haven't been to a goddamn Costco in months to get, like, a full order. And, of course, I go in there, and it's like, yep, sorry, the machines are down.
Dude, it's, you know, at some point, the winds are shifting in our favor. But, yeah, that is a weirdly brutal L. Like, you already were smelling the chicken, you know? Like, it actually, it seems dumb, but that, like, dude, I know that feeling. Like, that would hurt, especially in a Costco where it's, like, you know, it's a haul.
Yeah, and, like, right, like, I cruise through seltzer waters. I got that 36-pack of the Kirkland brand. Like, I was loaded up for a couple weeks, boys. Got the chicken skewers, like, protein's back, all the seltzers we want to drink, and that sweet, sweet chicken.
Oh, dude, and it's tough because you at that point, like, you're feeling flush, you know? Like, you're feeling abundant. You're like, dude, we got seltzers for weeks, and, like, that chicken just, dude, I can only imagine, like, having all that ripped out from under you as you see those lines and the reality dawns on you as you're looking at that gazebo. Right. You know what I mean? And it's all, like, those crazy items, too. Just imagining you looking at champagne swords and, like, you know, blow torches for heating charcoal and shit like that in the middle. Like, just crazy items. You're like, man, I got to get out of here.
Like, right, like, I buy string cheese all the time, right? Good snack. Like, they have Beecher, like, singles, right? But at the regular grocery store, the price of these things is crazy. Oh. Costco, you get a pack of them. That was in there too, man. Like, I was planning out meals.
Dude, and that's, I mean, Costco's max markup is 15%. So, like, you know you're getting the deal. Dude, and it's like, which Costco were you at? Soto?
I'm a Shoreline guy.
Shoreline guy. Yeah, I mean, God, that one's up there too. You put in the work, man. You just, God. I hate to say it, but you keep doing that, and this year's going to turn around. That's a fucking brutal L, bro. It's literally brutal.
Well, then, so then I'm driving home. The way I come home, like, I drive by, like, my local bar. So I was like, screw it. I'm just going to go in here and get a seltzer, a hard seltzer, and order chicken wings. So I'm kind of joking with the bartender about, like, this brutal, you know, tough day or whatever. This guy sits next to me, and he's talking about, like, his daughter's 14 sneaking out of the house and everything. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's a real problem.
Yeah, I got champagne problems.
Like, I can go get a chicken tomorrow.
Yeah. In fact, they sell rotisserie chickens everywhere. What am I even complaining about? Still, though, man, anybody with a Costco card feels your pain.
Yeah, like, when's the last time anybody listening to my voice went to a Costco and returned with nothing?
Oof. Dude, that's brutal. I mean, I always pride myself. I'm the only person who will buy one item at Costco. Like, I'll walk in, no cart, grab what I need, walk out, and, like, their system is not built for that, you know?
Oh, your people were loving it. I've never seen more people just being like, I don't know if they just said, screw it, I'm still getting the chicken. But there was people just ripping out 20s and being like, well, I can pay cash for my one chicken. I was like, so then I'm standing there, and I'm like, does that guy just come in here and get a chicken? Like, I guess you could. Or, like, maybe he just said, screw it, I'm not going home without chicken.
We're out there. We are legion. I could see Matt doing that. Matt, you kind of nodded your head when I talked about one-item Costco run.
I do it a lot. I love it. And, yeah, I've gotten comments. They're like, one item? And I'm like, yeah, man. I know what, like, I came here for.
You read the receipt right, guy.
Yeah.
Dude, Matt, also, people don't realize, but maybe Ted will see when he's down there. You have access to one of the all-time great Costcos. That Palm Springs Costco is fire. I remember going in there with my aunt and uncle. They lived in Palm Desert, I think, so whatever's closest to that.
Okay. There's two nearby, but yeah.
Well, then I'm really talking about the better one.
Yeah, that's mine, for sure.
Yeah.
I will say, though, I forget there's some people, man, like this one couple, like, they got out of the car at the same time I did, and they had, like, their cart with them and everything, and I'm like, I wonder if those people just said screw it and waited, or I don't know. Apparently it happened to a lot of Costcos all across the country that night.
Wow.
It's so weird, man. Like, all right, this is, of course, I'm going to get a little conspiratorial, but so, like...
Because Costco still supports DEI. That's a conspiracy I'm working with. Somebody hacked them.
There was like... Actually, you know what? I don't know enough about this to even go deep into it. Never mind. I gotta end that story before I begin.
Sounds like a fresh one.
Yeah. We'll get there.
All right. Did you guys, what'd you guys do for St. Patty's? Anything over the weekend?
Matt?
St. Patty's was yesterday? Yeah, I didn't do anything, man. We had corned beef and cabbage at work today. I'm assuming it was a leftover from our members, but
strong.
Yeah, not in the staff kitchen today.
Ted, honestly, it was, you're not going to want to hear this, but it was 90 to 96 degrees down here this weekend. So we hung out at the pool. We went like out to a friend's lake house. We drove around in the Moke. We went to like some cool events. Went to a late night DJ set. Bedouin, by the way, was great. But yeah, so no St. Patty's. St. Patrick's Tricks doesn't even really exist down here.
That's wild. It's already 90 degrees down there.
We had 96. It was insane.
It is still chilly up here.
I know. I'm coming up on Wednesday or Thursday, and yeah, I'm bringing the big coat.
Yeah, definitely do that. Friday's going to be a soaker, man.
I looked at the thing, and every day it just said rain, but it had it named something different. It was like sprinkles, showers, rain, light rain. Like, just give it to me straight, Doc.
Well, I was in Stanwood's shortest St. Patrick's Day parade. We rode on the back of a, what are the porta potties up here? They're not Jiffy John's.
Honey
buckets. It's like we got a good thing with the honey bucket guys now. So I was throwing little foam poop emojis out into the crowd. And like, dude, I swear to God, I think there was 400 or 500 people in like Stanwood to watch this parade.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I saw a photo and it looked cool. Wait, so it's the shortest? What does that mean?
It was just down one street. It was just kind of a gimmick. We didn't know how many people would show up, but it was pretty cool.
That's awesome. There's 400 people. Dude, that's a real parade.
Yeah, it was impressive. Like, I couldn't even get into the bar. I went over to the brewery and had, like, what, a cider before the parade and one after. And I was like, all right, I got to get out of here. It's too packed.
So this is, like, an event that happens annually and you guys bolted onto it? Or did you guys throw this parade?
Nah, the station did. Migsy and Taryn, wow. It was, like, their idea. Yeah. So it was impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah, started up there, banged out the parade. Drove back down, went to my local, watched the Maryland game. They lost to the last second, and then went to our buddy's St. Patrick's Day party, which was awesome. Like, ton of cool people. There was, like, a whiskey tasting. We had Guinness on draft. I feel pretty proud. Like, after a while, I was like, I'm just going to go ahead and light up this joint outside. It was, like, smoking sections open. Like, some dude just started doing, like, the sniffing thing, and I'm like, yeah, man, get over here.
I had like if you got them.
Yeah. And I had, like, a pack of joints that were color-coordinated, and I'm like, what do you guys like? Sativa? Hybrid? Indica?
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Just splitting the G, having a time.
That's rad. Dude, Guinness on tap does taste so good, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. And everybody's like, I don't know how many I could drink. And I was like, I'm going to find out tonight. And then, like, and our buddy's actually Irish, so he did a good job. So he had clear plastic Guinness cups. So you could actually split the G if you want it.
Split the G?
You're not familiar with splitting the G?
No.
Oh, it's a cultural phenomenon. So, you know, like, you get a proper Guinness pint glass, right? And about two-thirds of the way up, it says Guinness on it. So this started like a year ago. So you try to take your first sip and get the beer line to split the G in Guinness. And I guess if you do it at the factory, they like measure it. If you perfectly split it, you win like a prize or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, it's just one of those stupid fun things. Like, oh, you split the G.
Dude, that, man, I could see you like training for something like that.
Oh, yeah, man. Green hoodie, had the cowboy hat on. I mean, I was thriving.
You had the cowboy hat? Dude, oh, such a vibe. Right. I feel like this might be weird to say. I feel like you get more like respect in that thing. Is that true? Is that crazy?
Oh, 100%. And it was pissing rain during that parade. So like when I walked into the brewery and like tipped my rim, I was like, I get why cowboys wear these things. It's not just for sun. Like, this is great for the rain.
All weather, baby.
Yeah, exactly. I am catching a lot of heat though. As I keep wearing it so much, people are like, you got to get boots, dude. You're rocking the hat. Like, you got to get a pair of boots.
That's fair. Yeah, honestly, some nice boots would be a good ad. Like some Lucchese's or maybe some Tecovas.
Yeah, I'm looking at Tecovas because they make them for like wider feet.
You got wide feet too?
I got wide feet and those big old calves. Like, I feel like regular. And I can't be out there like GD and those like cool little old. Like, he's like a real cowboy.
Yeah. Yeah, you need something that's made to fit. That being said, is going to be a good look. Boots also they look good.
Yeah. Plus in the summertime, I want to be like Dangle out there, new boot scooting in my jean shorts.
Just new boot goofing.
New boot goofing. That's
like literally my favorite clip from Reno 911 ever. Lieutenant Dangle gets like ostrich boots on layaway.
Three payments.
That was a good show. Yeah, three payments. Great clip if you haven't seen it.
That's like I follow a guy on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, called 3-Year Letterman. And he's like, I coach youth sports and in Georgia, I win this and that. And he's like, I'm a legend at Beef O'Brady's. You know, he's like, got my own parking spot at my apartment building. It's always like, and I got this waterbed on layaway. So like, he just makes ignorant comments, right? Like, well, obviously Benjamin Franklin's the only real president we had. People get all over him, and it's like, uh-oh. Like, it's always like, man, they finna cook you, man. It's just like, and then he's always like, you probably can't even afford a layaway payments on a waterbed, can you?
Dude, that's awesome. I always want to know who's behind those, you know? Like, what is that guy up to? Like, he seems like he's probably pretty cool.
I mean, just to keep it up all the time, like, you got to be funny.
Oh, yeah. He's got to be, like, funny and pretty bored, you know?
Yeah. I think there's a few of those dudes that run some of those are just like, all right, this is what I do. And, like, they get stupid sponsorships all the time. Like, it's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's been some great meme accounts. I'm always impressed. Just, like, the internet remains undefeated, bottom line. Like, so many good memes. Like, did you see the Trump like auto dealership one?
Oh yeah, where it's like the White House lawn and there's cars, Teslas all over.
Tesla, everything's computer. It's so funny, dude.
I do find it funny that like years ago it was like own the libs, fuck electric vehicles, and now it's like, dude, to be a patriot, you gotta buy a Tesla. And I'm like, what world do we live in? Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying, and the reverse is true. Like, all the climate people were pumped about Teslas, and now they're, like, burn down the dealership. It's like, we just fully flipped both sides.
Right. And it's like, look, I might not be the biggest fan of Elon Musk. I still like Tesla. It's a good car.
Yeah, well, Ted, that's what makes you rare, is you're able to, like, separate, you know, your thoughts about, like, people from your thoughts about, you know, products or ideals or whatever. I think some people just lump them all together. It's an easier way to like chunk it.
Yeah. Well, that was one topic I want to bring up tonight. It's like, just like, I feel like nowadays we got to be so either pro something or against it, or it's the best thing in the world or the worst thing in the world. Like, politics is pretty easy, right? Like, people just, you got to pick a side and stick with it no matter what. Right. Which, like, look, I'm a Democrat. There's plenty of stuff Democrats do that I don't agree with. But also, like, Matt and I were talking about different kinds of training and whatever, and it's like, I don't know, like, something new comes out, and it's like, you got to do this. I put kale on that list, all right? Like, I go unabashed. I'm not a kale fan. It's bitter. You know, it was, like, a huge thing. Like, you got to eat kale. Nobody's eating lettuce anymore. And then we found out, like, it's not that much more nutritious, right? Like, why would I eat bitter lettuce if I could eat regular lettuce or spinach?
Yeah. There is like a lot of, dude, you would love talking to my dad about this. He was a physical therapist for like 40 years. And so there's always, you know, different hype diets and training and sort of, you know, workout du jour. And you're right, kale was a fad. And I feel like we saw the same thing with, like, in our lifetimes, Ted, we've seen a lot. It was like, what was the Anna Nicole Smith drug? Trim Ooh. Spa, baby.
Trim Spa. I forgot about Trim Spa.
Then there was like those things that shock your abs, which actually are back now as the catalyst. Then there's like,
I was a hydroxycut guy back in the day.
Hydroxycut. Dude, NO Explode was a big one. Gotta be on NO Explode. Then,
which one, Matt?
Stacker 2.
Stacker 2.
Keto was a big thing. Falling off now.
I feel like there's still a lot of people that like keto, and it's like, yeah, all right, works for you, do it.
But it was a phenomenon. Same with like CrossFit phenomenon now, you know, it's tapered back. I mean, Matt sees it firsthand, but like, you know, at the end of the day, what are we really talking about? Diet and exercise. Oh, Tybo was a big one.
Billy Blanks.
And P90X, big one.
Yep. Yep. Matt, I mean, Matt, you work in the industry. What's the, I mean, you know, right. The bottom line is right. Burn more calories than you're putting in. Stay active, drink water. But like, I don't know. What do you see? What's the craziest?
I just think like none of those things work without consistency. And a lot of those things, if you're actually consistent with them for like 5 years, there's going to be some drawbacks by that point. They're all kind of overdone. And that's what Ted and I were talking about, of just like zone two cardio, just going for a walk, like zero injury risk. Very effective for fat burning, very nice on your joints. Meat and vegetables have just like never gone out of style. And, you know, that's all stuff that, you know, I could see myself doing when I'm 60.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like no one wants to hear it. You know, they want like the, in America, we love like the shortcut or the miracle cure, like Ozempic. And it's like, honestly, vegetables and exercise.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, and I've said before, like, I'm not against that stuff, right? Like, Ozempic helps you. Like, take it, whatever, right? Like, I'm not against, you know, people take supplements, but like, how should I phrase it? Like, I had somebody, we were talking about having a hip flexor the other day on the men's room, and I was like, yeah, I had one. And they were like, what did you do to get rid of it? I'm like, well, you know, like, my buddy Drago, like, that's what he does. He's a trainer for a living. So, like, I got some treatment and this and that. And somebody sent me a DM who's like a workout fiend and was like, dude, I think I have one of those. What do I do? And I was like, you're not going to want to hear it, but you're going to have to do some certain stretches, Google them. And then like, there's probably an exercise or two you got to stop doing for a little bit because it's wearing it out. And he hit me back. He was like, so there's no magic pill, huh? I was like, oh no. But just coming from that guy, I was like, dude, you put in massive hours in the gym. Like, you fucking know there's no magic pill.
Yeah, I was like, I shouldn't be the one having to tell you this. There is no magic pill.
Right. Like, the dude's like just shredded, like 55. It's like, you know the answer to this.
Damn. Yeah. Well, and you know, all of that is why I really like that book, The Slight Edge, because it's basically just what Matt said. It's like anything you do, like it's just about consistency and like small choices, you know, something that's easy to do, easy not to do, like going for a walk around Green Lake, like you were talking about, Ted. And it's like every day it's easy to do and it's easy not to do, but like they compound, they add up over the time. And the same is true with like, you know, your thoughts and beliefs about yourself and your life. So that's a great book. It's like a meta self-help book. It like sits above all of them and just like sums up how to make all of them work.
Yeah. And I think sometimes too, I just blame the internet, right? Like, remember that was a whole thing. Like, who won the internet today? Who? It's like nobody fucking won it. It's a goddamn internet. Like, we gotta ease up on the hype train.
Yeah, and actually, Ted, I don't know why this just occurred to me, but I think I forgot to tell you this. The Chive headquarters is like 3 blocks from my house. So next time you're down here, I'll take you by because I remember you used to be a big Chive guy.
Oh yeah, for sure, man.
It's literally on the river, right by that taco place that we go to, like next door.
Oh, Veracruz?
Yeah, Veracruz.
That's always on the recommendation list. Like Terry Black's Veracruz All Natural for Breakfast Tacos.
Oh, and dude, then, yeah. Go ahead.
And then Little Woodrow's, of course.
Of course, man. That's one of my our head of production for the Popcorn Shop was down this week, and we hit up Terry Black's. Shout out, Arthur.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a good time, dude. Got a little sausage going, a little brisket. It was nice.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong in that place. All right, and then the big thing this weekend, boys, Maryland Terrapins takeover of Seattle. Basketball team plays Friday in the first round of the tournament against Grand Canyon University. And then if they win that game, they'll play Sunday. And then Maryland baseball's in town, too, taking on the Huskies.
Dude, that's like your ultimate Maryland weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. And I think, I don't know if people do it, but I'm like, screw it. The baseball stadium's next to the football parking lot. Like, I'm like, our buddy Barnes is going, Rob's going. I'm like, let's just tailgate. Like, I got my little Playmate cooler. I go, I have a little hibachi grill. I go, we bring three camping chairs. This is a 5-minute setup. I go, God forbid security comes by. It's like, it's not a football game. Can't tailgate. Like, okay, cool. 5 minutes. We pack it up and we're done.
It's like, do you want a beer, security guy? Right. That'd be awesome. You just win them over. I feel like that's legit to tailgate that. Why not? College baseball. And you, Ted, I remember you mentioned before, you have like a friend's son on the team or a friend on the team, something like that.
Yeah, one of Rob's old neighbors, one of his buddies, Isaac Yeager. He's a relief pitcher. He's it's the only guy I've ever spent a little NIL money on. $10. And then the Maryland coach is a guy named Matt Swope that I went to DeMatha with. So I'm like I like going to Husky games. So I'm like, this is awesome. Say what's up to Swope, see the Terps in person, and watch a little ball, tailgate. And it's going to be the only day this weekend where it's not piss and rain the entire time.
Dude, like I said, there's a chance you see me out there. I love that. Well, baseball.
Yeah, plus.
Formula One race too, right?
Yeah, and then Formula One starts at midnight on Saturday. So I'm like, first pitch is 7:02. That'll take a couple hours. And we're going to be there with other parents of the kids on the team. Like, maybe we start a new little tradition, like Saturday Husky baseball games, we tailgate.
I love how you said other parents of kids on the team, like you got a kid on the team. It's just me and the other parents, you know? It's like, what? Who's this guy? What's your go-to university district bar? Like, you know, it's post-game and you're like, all right, we're going to go get, like, I remember back in the day, Earl's was big. And like, of course, you know, the North Lake Tavern and stuff. Like, what's the go-to for you, Ted?
I don't know, man. I was never a big Av guy. And now I feel like I'm too, like, last time on the Av actually was with Duncan Barnsey, but it was like in the middle of the day. So we went to Earl's. We went to like the College Inn. I just don't know that I'd go to Earl's or the College Inn at like 9 or 10 p.m. on a Saturday.
I think it would be a little, it's borderline. It's not borderline. Don't go there. There's Joey's in the U Village, maybe.
Correct. I don't know.
There's better options, probably.
Right. Like, I've been back east and like gone to Bentley's or Cornerstone. Those are like the two main Maryland bars at like night. But usually it's like after a wedding and it's like, let's go down there for the hell of it. And it's kind of like even the college kids are like, oh, look at these old guys from a wedding. But like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't know.
Just cool.
Just three of us rolling into a bar on the Ave at 9:30 at night. I'm like, we're just like freaking creepy old dudes.
Yeah. And you don't need $3 cocktails at this point in your life. Respect.
Out of plastic cups.
Yeah. We're drinking jungle juice, man. Get down here. Like,
no. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask you, Cobb.
You're pre-law.
Were Borgs a thing in Boston when you went to school there?
They say Borgs?
Borgs.
Borgs, B-O-R-G?
Yeah.
No, what's that?
So last, I saw a bunch of these kids got their, they call them blackout, blackout rage gallons, Borg. So it's like when they go to the
blackout
parade.
Blackout rage gallons? Yes. Dude, I think you are mistaken about where I went to school. Even if they were the biggest thing in the country, they're not making it up to Chestnut Hill. Blackout rage, that sounds awesome.
So they're all just getting on the L with these things, and the cops kept confiscating them. And like they write names on them. Like it's kind of funny. And then it's like, oh, there's a lot. The cops like were like lining them up, like no more Borgs. But like, I think it's just an age thing. Because somebody was like, you're not like, you don't know about that because of Boston. I go, no, I've drank Spodey. I've drank Jungle Juice. Like, I think Borg is just a new thing.
Wait, so what? It's a full gallon of what, beer?
It appears to be a full gallon of like vodka and whatever other color liquid you put in there and mix with it. Like it looks like some
so it's
kids.
Like a, just like a vodka mixer drink.
Yeah.
A blackout rage gallon is a popular personalized alcoholic beverage trend among college students, typically made in a gallon jug with water, often vodka, flavorings, and sometimes electrolytes, gaining traction on TikTok. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They mix it with like Mio or Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Optimus Borg. like they name them. Like, I mean, I had never heard of it. I'm like, that's kind of cool.
You know, this is going to make me sound old, but I'm happy these exist because I was starting to worry about like the decaying social fabric of people who are in college now or young people. Like they don't have a lot of socializing. They're saying they're spending like more time online. They're more isolated, higher rates of depression, whatever. Like I'm happy they're making blackout rage gallons. I know that alcohol use is declining, which, you know, maybe is a good thing, but I like that there's still a little yeehaw out there, you know? Like somebody's looking to turn up.
Yeah. And I like, cause we were talking about the air today and Miles of Thrill, right? Like those guys don't love drinking. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know. That seems crazy. And I'm like, well, you got to keep in mind they're college kids.
Yeah.
Like when you're the stuff you would drink at 21 or the amount of what you do, like you just don't do as an adult. You still get drunk as an adult, but you're not rolling around with Borgs. Like, I don't know, but like, I also don't drink punch out of trash cans anymore. But like in college, that was fine. Like,
yeah, sure did. Sure did, buddy.
Scoop yourself out some jungle juice.
Well, and frankly, you know, the gallon, I mean, you're sitting here thinking it's a gallon of alcohol, but really, you could have any ratio in there. Like the fact that they're adding electrolytes and like some Kool-Aid and stuff, like that could just be, you know, you're like going out for a full day. Like, now I'm not saying I'm going to do this, but I see a world where, Ted, if we were going to go tailgate at UW, it's like we can just have one handle and it carries all of our drinks with us for the day. You know, we just a couple of guys with blackout rage gallons. Classic. Just a couple of mid-40s men with, you know.
Blackout. Out here borging it.
It's like, Ted, what is that? Like, it's a blackout rage gallon. That'd be so fucking stupid.
Well, dude, at Beach Week, I used to make something I called Ted's Fun Punch. And it was like, you know, like a giant, like, I'm trying to think of what those jugs are. Like, I would make, you know, like the, you know, like the big ones you'd have for sports that you have, like have a handle,
but it's it's like a little cooler kind
of. Correct. So yeah. I get a big one of those and I'd mix in Hawaiian punch. What was it? Mountain Dew, ice, and then grain alcohol. But I mean, that fun punch just ruined people.
Yeah, of course it did. Ted's fun punch.
If God. I made it now, like it would definitely be vodka, not grain alcohol. And like we look at these proportions as opposed to like 19 or 20 year old Ted being like, make it a punch.
But like, dude, that's wild.
And that's what I'm saying. As an adult, you're conscious of like, oh, all right, I'm getting kind of drunk. I gotta back off here. As opposed to just being like, no, man, it's a blackout rage gallon. Let's go.
Dude, the my move in college was so coming from the West Coast. Most people there were in the from the East Coast, and they had never heard of Caribou Lou. So I called my friend, and I was like, "Hey, man, how do you make Caribou Lou?" And I made this giant like vat of it, and truly, I mean, you can't taste any alcohol, and it is packed with alcohol. And so it just that was one of the greatest parties we ever had because anybody who's like just trying to get like a little tipsy, whatever, like no, everyone was. Blackout rage gallon level. Very fun.
Yeah, there was
like
a bunch
of pineapple juice just covers it all up. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I know some of the sororities used to make like jump hop and skip naked or something. Like there was a bunch of crazy different punch recipes.
Yeah, mine just from that song. And honestly, because it has 151 in it, people just 151 and pineapple juice is an interesting combo because you can't really, your body doesn't tell you to stop, you know?
Yeah.
But people get turned, Ted Smith.
I know.
These like proper Catholic women are just like going ham on that stuff. Very fun.
Yeah. I did feel a little bad. Like you shouldn't be underage drinking, but you're 19 or 20. You got your Borg. You go to the parade, then a cop takes it. It's like, well, you're not going to go to a bar.
Yeah. I think let them keep the Borgs. The kids need more socializing these days. Maybe it's not the worst thing to happen to us that they got Borgs.
Man. I saw that thing about, you know, alcohol being on the downturn for the people and the younger kids, and I was like, No, you gotta like, you gotta get in there a little bit, guys. Like, it's understand that there's a lot of, you know, you can figure it out later, but like to not even like have those core alcohol fueled experiences, like Borgs give me hope for the future. That's exciting stuff.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, you have to know how to like sometimes it, at least for me, maybe I just was like, you know, too self-conscious, but you needed that like alcohol fueled, like courage, that liquid courage to like get you to go talk to that girl, even though you would eventually mess it up. Like I made some of my best friends that way.
Yeah. And I never would have been throwing golf balls across alleys in Baltimore if we hadn't been, you know, borging it up. Who knows what we were drinking, but same thing. Did you ever do a, oh, and then I'll stop. What was the one? I learned this from the Hopkins guy. God, I can't remember the name, what we called it. But basically, you got like the giant plastic pretzel container, right? Like the massive like plastic one. It's clear.
You immediately lost me. Plastic pretzel container?
Yeah, it's supposed to look like a barrel, but it holds like pretzels.
I have no idea. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, yucca.
Large batch vodka drink?
Yeah. And you'd fill it up with like limes, lemons, like a pound of sugar, all this ice, all this vodka. But it was like, once you sat in like a room and everybody had to be in a giant circle. But like once you started the yucca, you couldn't put it down until it was done. And like you just had to keep passing it around. But same thing, like you'd start with that yucca and then pretty much just it's fucking on.
Oh, yeah. People love this. That's like did you ever do a lightning keg? Similar.
No.
It's like you open the keg tap and you just keep pouring beers until it's gone. So like people have to drink them fast to like keep up with it. You need a lot of guys.
Damn. Yeah.
Lightning keg. It's amazing how much like random stuff people will invent. So you know what? I think on this podcast, it's safe to say we are pro Borg.
Let's take Borgs to the college game on Saturday.
Dude, I wanted to suggest it and I thought you would make fun of me. I'm like, I mean, I'm seriously, you got me thinking about rolling out there. Just a couple of guys sitting in a parking lot with a few Borgs and a few other baseball parents, you know? Of course.
We show up. All the parents are hammered. I go over to the other dugout. Swoop.
She's like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? She's like, we're starting our own fraternity. Oh, man.
All right, let's take a break here. We'll come back with some emails. What's Matt into the cop topic? All right, welcome back, and thanks to all our sponsors. One of our old sponsors, remember we used to hate on Brown. Ironically, Sunday I was watching the Ivy League championship. I still love hating on Brown. And like people are like, I don't understand why that's so funny. And I was like, do you think I went to Ivy League school? And they're like, I didn't even know you went to college. I'm like, I didn't. That's the joke.
Well, also, Ted, I'm just laughing, dude, because we'll have like these, we chat, of course, in the break. We'll have like these degenerate conversations. And then you go like full, like you said, one of the shows you used to be on was called Shalom Baltimore. And you're like, and welcome back. And then I told this college girl to suck it. And welcome back to the podcast where we're going to be hitting you with some enlightening tune. And I'm just like, God, Ted, you're so good at it. It's just like, and we're back. You know? Like, you know what we were just talking about in that break?
Yeah. Get Borg brain.
Borgs. Awesome.
All right. Do we have some emails?
We do. Starting off, Matt, you're going to have to believe me. 2025, f***s.
Yes.
Hey, boys. I've emailed in a few times as your only listener named Lance in Germany. Well, this year it's happening. Getting permanent residency after living here since 2018. Cobb, I hear you about Paris, but I'll take any small villa in, wow, this is embarrassing. As an American, I have no idea how to say this word, but Puglia, Italy, over the City of Lights. The beaches and Mediterranean, beautiful people, and so affordable. Sent me a YouTube video. Awesome. I will definitely watch that and probably check it out. I could see Italy being better for sure. Also, Americans do stand out, no matter what. The accent is a giveaway and how loud we are, even when we're whispering. You talk about fashion and how Americans dress, but also the brands that Americans show up with aren't sold here. That's also a dead giveaway. Circling back, I'm finally starting to blend in with the local culture. Lastly, cop topic. I've never been to Disney, but Cedar Point a few times. I really like the ride, the Gemini. Classic wooden roller coaster where two cars are almost racing side by side around the track. Your guy on beautiful Lake Constance, Lance.
Nice.
That's a pretty good one. I will check that out.
I hear what he's saying about the Mediterranean, but I've been watching F1 Drive to Survive again. And like one of the team principals, him and his wife were in a boat at Lake Cuomo in Tuscany. Yeah. I was like, Jesus Christ, that looks awesome.
Yeah. Buddy, I can't tell it on the podcast, but Ted, remind me, I've got a Lake Cuomo story for you.
Okay.
That's literally all I can say. Shout out. Oh, Disney rides. Shout out to the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
All the land.
My favorite ride is the Cars ride at California Adventure. Fun as hell. I went with my in-laws in 2019 and thought it was going to be boring, but the whole trip was awesome. I'm still too scared to go on the big roller coaster at California Adventure. Isaac.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Honest.
Keep it 100. Best rides. Hey, boys. I loved the original Twilight Zone Tower of Terror. The vibe of the set dressing and environmental storytelling waiting in line really put me in to the world of the Twilight Zone more than any other ride.
Have you ever been on that?
I've been on the Hollywood Tower of Terror. Is that different? Is the Hollywood Tower of Terror?
No, I think that's the same thing.
Oh, that thing's awesome. I love that ride.
Yeah, yeah, super fun.
Sorry, is my sound cutting out?
Yeah, but it might be, I think it might be my internet.
You're good. I'll turn my video off for a second, make it a little easier. Okay, maybe.
Holster maybe. Those guns.
Yeah. I know, maybe not. Okay, I do know how to stop video after using this for 5 years. Matt, where can I see Tyler's art?
On her Instagram, at Tyler the Lady.
Okay. Why do you have to censor the cast? Is it because of your connection to KISW? If that's the case, what about the connection to the Appy Hour? LARP on, boys. Justin.
You know what? Honestly, listen. Yes, because we still put this out. That was the rule back in the day. And then the Appy Hour somehow was different. Look, I don't know. They told me to censor it years ago. It's corporate. They change the rules all the time. So we still censor it. That's the way we do all the podcasts. The Appy Hour was never a podcast. We just did that afterwards live. So I think that was the difference.
And at this point, it's just a bit.
Yeah.
Bleeping everything.
Yeah. And frankly, Justin, most of the stuff we're saying is just stuff like shit, piss, motherfucker, cocksucker, and tits.
Great.
We do say a lot also.
Also, Matt, I had your back today. Talked to a family member that was like, man, I didn't want to say this at the funeral, but I think you uploaded the wrong cast. I was like, that wasn't on Matt. He was on it.
Yeah.
I don't want to throw anybody else under the bus. I was like, Matt had the right one in there. It was just a little miscommunication, but we got it up there now.
Yep.
Also, by the way, they do not put ads on this podcast now, just so you guys know.
No.
I'll listen to a couple. No ads in the break.
That's such a good bit.
Bienvenidos al desierto. Ted, glad to hear you're finally headed down to the Coachella Valley. If you want a free whiskey tour of the world while you're here, I've got 55 bottles from 4 continents and love to share. Sláinte. Cheers in Gaelic for those who don't know. LARP on, Carson the Lawyer.
Is he on our to-do list, Matt?
Oh, yeah.
All right, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we could go all the way out there. We could make him meet us at Sherman. But yeah, we'll get Carson. Maybe there'll be a playoff Firebirds game.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, Matt's working hard. He's in the busy season. And then, yeah, Smith descends upon the desert in May.
Tyler and I have had at least 6 discussions about what we're going to do when you're in town. And the other day, she was like, he's here for like 2 or 3 days, Matt. Like, tone it down. We'll see how it goes. But it's gonna be fun. And yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun to meet up with Carson one way or another. I've texted him.
Matt, let me ask you this. Is Keedy's on the list?
Could they make the cut? List.
Let's go.
Keedy's also, and Sherman's.
Number one tourist attraction in the desert, believe it or not, is a popcorn factory tour. Not worth it, in my opinion.
It's not the tram?
Number one tourist, according to, I think it was, TripAdvisor? I don't know. I'd have to look it up now.
Is anyway, it a popcorn factory or like the brand popcorn factory?
Not the.
Brandini. Oh.
Brandini.
Had some Saturday night.
Desert hitter. Roller coasters. Greetings to the Grace Podcast and all the land.
All the land.
Glad to hear the boys back together. For the cop topic, Space Mountain is dope for Disneyland, but Universal Studios has some awesome coasters. Agreed. My faves were the, I don't even know how to say that, Velocicoaster, the Jurassic Park Raptor theme, and the Hagrid motorcycle, Harry Potter theme. Each has a loop-de-loop, and at one point for Hagrid, you go backwards very fast. Larpont boys, it's our year. Thanks, Jeremy Webb.
Nice. Thanks, Jeremy. Yeah, Universal.
Right. It is our year.
Sorry. Universal, I will say, Disney has the magic. Universal definitely has better rides.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, Cedar Point, King's Dominion, hands down.
Yeah, just hitters.
Hitters. Just bow down.
All right, well, let's go down to the desert and check in with what's Matt.
Hey, what's good? What's Matt?
Whoa. Before we get to what's Matt, check out with what's Mattening.
Okay. I really just got two things to talk about. The first was before the weekend. It started at work. I was talking to one of my coworkers, and I asked her where she lives. And she told me, and I was like, oh, that's right on like our walking route to go down to El Paseo for dinner. We usually eat on Highway 111 where prices are a little lower. We love Witch, but we walk down El Paseo. We walk down the Rodeo Drive of the desert, and then we cut over to Highway 111 where we can find some nice, affordable, tasty dinners.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking down, and I'm like, oh, she lives somewhere around here. And then on the way back, we're walking up, and I'm like, huh, I wonder which one it is. You know, there's a few cool little condo, you know, units. And then there she is. And I thought she was wearing a sundress. She told me the next day she was wearing a nightie, and she was just running out to her car to get something and run back in and thought she wouldn't see anyone. But I was like, it's the desert, it's a sundress, whatever, you know, because it's far away. And I go, hey, what's up? And she's like, oh, hey, you know, and she was awkward because she didn't think she was going to see anyone. And I just go, well, now I know where you live.
God. Oh, it's Matt from work.
Not what you meant, but Jesus Christ, man.
I'm with my girlfriend, but she's a few steps ahead of me because I stopped to say what's up to my coworker. So I don't even know if she saw Tyler. Tyler's wearing like dark. She's wearing camo pants. I'm like,
oh no!
I may have looked like just by myself.
How old is this coworker?
Couldn't tell. I mean, you know,
rough.
I would say around 30, maybe late 20s.
Half your age plus 7, man.
So, yeah,
she's in a nightgown. Now I know where you live. All right, see ya.
It was so funny, dude. Tyler was just busting my balls the whole rest of the walk. I'm like, what the hell were you thinking? And so, yeah, that was hilarious. And then,
Thomas, huh?
So I got a real kick out of that, and then got a real kick out of Saturday night. We went to see Jesus Christ Superstar at this theater that one of my clients has gotten me tickets to a couple times this year. So his other two plays I went to, one play, one musical, same theater, and we were like dead center of the first elevated row. There's like a ground level, like handicap seating where you're looking up at the stage. We're eye level with all of the actors, and the stage is just 5 feet in front of us, except directly to my left, there's like a little addition to the stage that goes out to my row, like two seats to my left. And so we are like right on this thing. And it kind of starts, and then Jesus appears from two seats to my left. I didn't even notice him over there, but he just jumps out from that little stage addition. And I was just like, dude, we are in this thing, man. It was nuts being that close. And like, one of the actors just like stared into my soul at this one point. I was like, God damn, dude. He was a guy who was like doing ballet at the start. I was like, ballet is pretty tight, dude. Look at that body control. Like, and I'm thinking like, what if I just like get into ballet in my 40s? What if that's like my thing? And then the guy that inspired those thoughts, next thing I know, he's just like staring right at me for like uncomfortably long. And I start cracking up because I'm high and uncomfortable.
I was about to say, please tell me you smoked weed before this. Yeah, dude.
Jesus Christ. Superstar. Like, I fucking love this song.
Ah, dude, the songs were sick. The actors crushed it. You know, tale as old as time. Obviously, one of the most compelling stories ever. And the guy that played Judas crushed it. It's. I don't know. I'm into live theater. Live theater is super dope. And
but it's a musical, right?
It's a musical. Yeah, music.
Right.
So I've seen a play there, there was no music, and then I saw a musical, but like it wasn't all music, and then this was all music all the way through. No dialogue was spoken, just sung.
So does that technically make it like a rock opera? So I think musicals you still have some talking, and then operas all singing, right?
Okay, maybe. Could be.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'm not that much of a theater guy yet, I guess, but pretty pumped to see Phantom of the Opera in London. That's going to be dope. And this was this rock opera was by Andrew Lloyd Webber, the guy who wrote Phantom of the Opera too. So I knew I was a fan of him, and like the songs hit. It was bitching. But yeah, being that close to the action is just absolutely surreal, and the actors just all crushed it. It was so fun.
Yeah, I saw Book of Mormon in London. That was pretty good. I've told this story, but like the first half of it is like, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but the guy really wants to move to Orlando, and like I'm just dying laughing because he's like, Orlando's like this magical place. Like, we know, like they have Disney World, but Orlando kind of sucks. It's like an intermission. Yeah, like the English people next to me are just like, why is that so funny? And I'm like, what? And they're like, only you, like, there's not too many Americans in here. You're dying. Like, and I'm like, oh, Orlando. And I was like, Orlando, shit, mate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I saw Book of Mormon in New York, but I was on weed or more. I don't remember anything. I remember laughing. Like, I don't remember the Orlando reference, that's for sure.
This won't shock you. I was in London. I was on Strongbows.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. I haven't had one of those in a while. I remember those came out. We were pumped.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so you harassed a coworker and saw a rock opera.
Yeah, pretty much.
God damn it, that's so funny. All right, now I know where you live. Sleep tight.
Yeah, that's an HR complaint waiting to happen.
All right, well, all that said, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, 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 boop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
All right, boys, so I finally ripped the Band-Aid and downloaded Opal, which is this app on your phone and computer that just blocks all like social media and news websites and whatever you want it to during your workday or 24/7 if you so desire. The wife and I have been trying to get off social media and just like, you know, curtail the constant dopamine stream from the internet. And it's been good. I felt better. I feel like weirdly today I felt like I had like an amazing sense of smell, but it feels like my senses are returning. I'm like, you know, doing a little better, like, you know, socializing with people and stuff like that. I've been feeling a little happier. So anyway, cop topic this week, what massively improved your mental health? Feel free to email us, literally the word email at thepodcast.com. Any tips, tricks, whatever, or just whatever you did that helped. Maybe you started playing sports, jujitsu, whatever. So, yeah, what it massively improved your mental health? Gents? And it doesn't have to be recent. It could be something you did at some point in your life or whatever, but...
I mean, I'm sounding like I'm banging the same drum, but just, like, I really miss, like, living in the city and just walking 2 miles every day. And I forgot how much, like, just, I don't know. That's always my thing. If something's really bad is going on, it's like, let me go for a walk, try to figure it out.
There's a lot of... The scientific literature actually really backs that. It's like, if you're worried about something, but you're walking, or like you'll notice sometimes if you drive in a vehicle, the visual stimulation of things moving past you, aka you're moving in the face of fear or anxiety, you're moving towards the problem or threat, it neutralizes it. And so that's why they're doing like, that's sort of the principle behind, is it EMDR therapy? I don't know if I can just pull it out of my brain, but there's a therapy now where you're sort of like following things around a screen, and the idea is like advanced rewiring your brain and using sort of some advanced methods to do that, but also advancing in the face of threat. So Ted, you're not wrong. That is scientifically backed. I wish I could just pull it all, you know, here on the podcast, but I've read.
And you remember when you lived here, like you drove by me walking before. It's like, what are you thinking about? Like, I don't know. I would just zone out.
Yeah, truly.
By meditation.
Yeah, I would say the biggest was probably starting to work out in my early 20s and just like learning my way around the gym, not pushing too hard most of the time, but getting to the point where I can go push hard if I need to clear my mind. Not drinking was a big one. And moving to a place with 300 plus days of sunshine a year, I think would be the other
huge
big one recently.
I'd put swimming in there too. I don't know that I've ever been really depressed in a body of water.
Swimming's good.
Yeah, swimming feels good, man. Something about those negative ions.
Cobb, side topic. How good of a swimmer would you say you are right now?
Like relative to whom? I mean,
so like I somebody in my family, they're like, I just started swimming, and they were talking about how intense it is, and I was like, yeah, it is. And I was like, you know, they're like, I was like, yeah, Cobb's a college swimmer. And they're like, is he that good? I go, well, I don't know that he'd compete with like a college swimmer right now. I go you just forget that he did it. So I always tell that story about me and you treading water in that river for then finally I was like, I gotta go in, dude. You're like, oh shit, my bad.
I don't even think about it. I mean, to put it in perspective, I mean, a college swimmer right now would absolutely crush me. But, you know, when you've just done something for so many thousands of hours, you know, like it's all about efficiency. And so like I can move through the water pretty smoothly. So because of that, I can go fast or I can go for a long time. But yeah, I mean, you know, I went free diving like when I was down in Mexico, and I was down for like, you know, three minutes or so. But I would say probably... I bet I could tread water for over 20 hours without too much trouble. But like, as far as racing somebody, man, I don't have the lungs or like the muscle mass. Like it would be sad. So you give me your average man, I'll beat him in the pool. But you give me anybody with any level of experience, they would absolutely crush me.
That's what I said too. I was like, look, he's not going to beat anybody competitive. But I go, the average person that just does some laps, I go, he's going to fucking smoke him. Sure. I was like, he just has the background for it.
Yeah. You just get so efficient with that stuff. It's, you know, You just can move. It's like runners. Like you just get so efficient at doing it, you know, muscle memory.
I remember.
But yeah, so not good.
Going to the pool and I like asked one of the lifeguards or one of the lifeguards like saw me just like admiring this guy. And they're like, yeah, he swam in college. Like he was just a beast among children. Like we all looked like little kids. We, you know, should have had our water wings. And this guy was just like a shark. Just whoosh. He would just like kick his push off the wall would get him like 3/4 of the way across the pool because they ran the lanes horizontally, yeah. Not vertically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, even when they run them the proper way, you know, you should be coming up like halfway to like, you know, 2/3 of the way down.
Yeah. It's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. There's levels to that game for sure.
Yeah. All right. So I'm not wrong. I was like, I don't think I'm gassing up, but I'm like, yeah, average dude maybe does some laps. So we're like, oh, get him.
Yeah. I would crush the average dude does some laps, but anybody with like real D1 experience would to completely destroy me.
Have you ever gone to a public lap swim?
I go all the time.
It's just, okay.
Yeah. I was there a week and a half ago, probably at, it's cool down here. They have a spring fed lap pool. So we'll go to those occasionally.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just put in perspective.
Deep Eddy.
Am I old building in Belltown? Like, you know, we'd hot tub on Tuesdays. I mean, it's before we started the podcast. Then we'd sit in that sauna. Where one time we're talking, and Cobb goes, just Jesus Christ, that guy's lap is terrible. I go, you can't even see him. And he goes, I can hear it.
Yeah. Truly.
Like, you know, it sounds like a dead fish out there flopping around.
Oh, man. All right, that was crazy. I forgot about that sauna and hot tub. Dude, that's where it all began. Wow. I thought that was so cool now. Dude, that's actually, that makes me really appreciative for my life. Because I thought that was so cool that you had a pool in your apartment complex. And like now there's a pool literally on my roof.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude. Wow. That was such a big deal. I remember the first time we hung out, you being like, hey, like there's a pool and hot tub at my place. How about we go hit it? And you had that black town car pick us up. I was like, God, this guy balls. Like, this guy balls so hard. Like, yes, dude. Yes.
This guy fucks.
Yeah. I didn't want to get bleeped. He absolutely does. That's what I'm saying, dude. 2025, man. Ted Smith fucks. You heard it here first.
Oh, all right. It starts with the Terps takeover this weekend in Seattle. Cobb, I'll see you at some point Friday, hopefully Saturday. Matt, love you. I'll be down in the desert soon. But for MCTP, for Cobb, me, Ted Smith, this is the podcast. Cheers.